Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report.
In 2009, Scott Streeter at the New York Times reported on the dust storms of the Rockies, noting that droughts like those predicted under climate change allowed parched soil to be carried by winds and dust storms. In 2011, this same process contributed to an extreme dust storm that covered Phoenix, Arizona in July, reports Blake Depp at the online publication People's World. Though one of the all-time worst storms in Arizona, two more big storms occurred there later in the summer. The continuing southwestern drought, of the type predicted under climate change, dries out plants that would otherwise keep the soil intact and allows winds to whip up large amounts of dust from the dry ground, notes ecologist Seth Munson at the U.S. Geological Service. And high air temperatures create high-energy storms that can, presumably, carry more dust. Dr. Julia Cole, professor of geosciences at University of Arizona, observed that what's happening today in the Southwest should be a wake-up call on climate change. These are the kinds of conditions we expect to see more often as the climate warms. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.